96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As you hit the highways during this holiday weekend, it's likely you will see quite a few big trucks on the roads. Many car drivers are afraid of those trucks. But should they be? Or should the truck drivers be more concerned about the car drivers? How do you stay safe when sharing the road with the 18-wheelers? Well, my guests are Lewis Campion. He's president and CEO of the Maryland Motor Truck Association, and Don Conklin. He's a professional truck driver with YRC Freight. He has more than 2 million accident-free miles on the road. I'm going to ask him about that, too. I want to talk about this issue. How do you stay safe on the roads when you're driving next to the big rigs? Give me a call if you have questions or comments about this issue at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Gents, thank you so much for joining the conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Harold.
Okay. Let me first get to the issue. A lot of folks are really afraid of driving next to these big rigs. Should they be afraid, or are the truck drivers a little concerned themselves?
Well, this is Don Conklin. I don't think that drivers in the cars need to be afraid of us. One thing is to respect it. That's a big thing for us. Respect our space, respect our cushion that we need, and everybody it has the ultimate goal of getting where they want to go safely.
Uh-huh. Well, and I would tend to agree with that, Harold. I think that, you know, there really is a need for all drivers to share the road safely, whether those be car drivers, truck drivers. And oftentimes what happens with car drivers is they don't necessarily understand the operational limits, the blind spots that a large truck has. And so, you know, as you're operating your car and driving around a truck, you know, a truck is a necessary participant on the nation's roads because it's moving America. It's delivering everything you own. And there are things that drivers, car drivers, can do just to be aware of how they're operating around trucks to protect themselves, to make sure that they're seen and that they're giving that truck the respected space that Don references.
Well, give me an example of that, because, again, today on my Facebook page and just, you know, talking about it today with my coworkers, I've asked everyone, you know, how do you feel when you are driving next to one of those big rigs? And, of course, the looks on their faces, you know, looks of, you know, horror and fear. You know, which is kind of understandable, because usually when we see reports of accidents involving big rigs, unfortunately, they are somewhat horrific, to say the least. We've seen what happened on the Bay Bridge. I believe it was a year or so ago where the high profile 18-wheeler bumped that young lady. She survived.
Sure.
After falling over. You know, that's one of the high-profile examples, and certainly the winter weather is always problematic. So what can drivers do to deal with that?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, you know, the thing about cars and trucks is that what most car drivers don't realize is that when there is an accident, particularly a severe accident that involves a truck, in 75% of those occurrences, you know, the responsibility was with the car driver, meaning that they took an action that resulted in the accident occurring. So making yourself aware of what those actions are, things like not hanging out on the side of trucks, particularly passing on the right. You know, if you're going to pass a truck, you really need to move on by it, because it has very large blind spots on both sides, but particularly on the right side. And it's true. You see signs on trucks that say, you know, if you don't see the driver's face in the mirror, he can't see you. So if you're lingering, you know, to the side of a truck for an extended period of time, he may have no idea that you're there. You know, if you're tailgating behind a truck, 25% of all fatalities that involve a car-truck collision are a car rear-ending the back of a truck. And if we think about it, hey, when we drive, we all have a tendency to probably follow too closely, whether that be behind a car, whether that be behind a truck. When we're taking that action, it's risky. And with a car, sometimes you have the ability to see up ahead and anticipate when traffic is starting to slow or perhaps come to a stop. Well, with a truck being so large, you have no ability to anticipate that. You can't see farther ahead. So tailgating behind a truck is an entirely different outcome when, you know, that vehicle might have to make an emergency stop.
You know, it's interesting that prior to conducting this interview, you know, I called John Townsend. Spoke to him earlier from AAA. And I said, okay, John, you know, these guys are going to come here and they're saying 75% of these accidents involving the big rigs are the faults of the car drivers or the SUV drivers or the motorcycle drivers. And I'm thinking, me? Really? Come on. Are you serious? And he said that is absolutely correct. And that the people that are most afraid of the big rigs are the main ones that are causing these problems. And so are these problems coming about because of car drivers or SUV drivers feeling perhaps, you know, intimidated and not taking the kind of care that they should? Don, your thoughts on that?
Well, being a driver myself, just like on the way down here to Tennessee, driving down the road, here's a guy come up alongside me, and I'd noticed him in his mirror that he had actually broke into my plane on the road, crossed over the white line. And as he got alongside me, I realized he has an insulated cup in the same hand he's holding the steering wheel, and he's reading a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Or looking at his phone for a phone number. And that's one of the biggest things right there is distracted driving. Drivers are driving faster. The speed limits are faster, which is right there. They're going faster than we are. And they do tend to linger alongside trucks. There's more and more car and truck traffic on the roads these days. But give us the space we need. Drivers, when they do pass us, tend not to get past us far enough ahead to where you can see both my headlights or see me in your mirror before you cut back into my lane.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing right there where we talked about is Lewis had mentioned is here. Now your reaction right there. I can't see your taillights. I'm slowing down to see that. Well, if you cut into my lane and hit your brakes, you've actually cut over before I can see your taillights.
Well, hold that point, Don.
That space that I need.
Hold that point. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phones. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. Also looking for, you know, some of your pet peeves. Truck drivers, if you're out there listening, we'd like to hear you. And we're trying to find some safe space on the road between the big rigs and the small vehicle drivers. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm MC Light.
I'm Angelique.
I'm Lonnie Love, and we invite you to join us for Cafe Mocha Uncut on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
We'll give you celebrity interviews, the latest music, and a lot more.
Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for Cafe Mocha Uncut on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Three distinct flavors, one experience.
Cafe Mocha Uncut on HUR Voices.
I'm Dr. Allen.
I'm Dr. Muwakil. And together, we are the Health Chat. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
And learn how you can live a healthier lifestyle. As we talk with leading health experts, we examine a variety of health issues and break it down to an easy understanding for our listeners. Tune into the Health Chat and live happy, healthy, and informed.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, how do you stay safe when sharing the road with the big rigs? My guests are Lewis Campion, president and CEO of the Maryland Motor Truck Association, and Don Conklin. He's a professional truck driver and award-winning truck driver, as a matter of fact, with YRC Freight, with more than 2 million accident-free miles on the road. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If I don't get to you before 7:30, stay on the line. I promise I will get to you. Jennifer, calling from Hagerstown, what's on your mind?
Well, as I told the lady, as I'm more or less from a truck-driving family, and I've driven a little bit myself, and a lot of these people driving these cars, it seems like the smaller the car and the motorcycle, the more they take a chance and dare these big trucks. These big trucks cannot stop on a dime. And a lot of them, when they see a big truck, they see dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they keep the dollar signs out of their mind and pay attention to what they're doing, like putting on makeup, reading, whatever, and pay attention to what they're doing. A lot of people don't realize these big trucks are their livelihood.
Yeah.
If they would all shut down for a week, even a day, they would see what they are missing.
Jennifer, thank you so much for your phone call. Don, explain to me how you can log more than 2 million miles on the road without an accident, without a fender bender, besides having a couple of guardian angels on your shoulders there. How is that possible?
Well, for one, you definitely can't get count out that guardian angel. Believe me, there's been some times where I've been lucky. And it's just knowing your surroundings, being aware of what's going on around you, and trying to anticipate what the other driver's doing. One thing following a car, you notice it, and I try to tell my kids when they're driving, you know, you can look through the back window of the car ahead of you, and I can tell my daughter, hey, that guy's going to turn up here. And just by seeing the reaction of what they're doing behind the wheel, all of a sudden they decide to turn, and they want to know how I knew that. It's just from experience and seeing what the driver's doing, you're able to kind of anticipate what they're going to do. And I can guess that, and the fact you leave the cell phone down, keep your seatbelt on, and pay attention at all times what you're doing.
I need to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the Share the Road program, too, a program for professional truck drivers to connect with communities. Really important thing here. If you are on the line, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.